for my belt.
Hello.
I will.
Hello, can everybody hear? Hello, greetings. Welcome to the KPFA's Listener Candidate Forum for the 2021 delegate elections, where you will hear from and have the opportunity to ask questions to various listener candidates. I am Renee Peñalosa, the National Election Supervisor and Moderator. We are running two parallel separate elections amongst listener and staff members to seat 9 and 3 delegates, respectively, on KPFA's local station board. All listener members who donate a minimum of $25 between July 1st, 2020 and June 30th, 2021 are eligible to vote. Please remember to vote before October 15th, 2021. If you did not get a ballot, leave a message on 510-993-0320 for a paper ballot or file a ballot request on elections.pacifica.org for an electronic ballot. The purpose of this forum is to give you an opportunity to make an informed decision when casting your vote. After candidates present themselves, we will take your questions and we invite you to call 510-848-4425 around 11:30 a.m. The order of candidates was determined by random sequence generator from random.org. Candidates now each have 90 seconds to present themselves. Please note that all viewpoints presented are those of the participants and do not reflect the position of the Pacific Foundation or KPFA. I will start with a statement from Leslie Howard and Daniel Borkstrom, who could not make it. Leslie Howard, if you vote for me, you will get someone who cares deeply about freedom of the press and voices of dissent, someone with fundraising experience, someone who knows the disparate political cultures of rural versus urban America. Daniel Borgstrom, please read my statement at rescuepacifica.net. Our network needs financial stability. Opponents directing Pacifica most of the 20 years, past 20 years, consistently undermined that. Bylaws rewrite, yes, but not by those tanking the network. Vote rescuepacifica.net. We will continue with Vicente Cruz. You have 90 seconds.
Thank you. Well, if you do vote for me, what you'll get is a candidate who will be in the streets with you asking members and listeners what they would like to see in their community radio station. I do believe that KPFA could be a stronger, more radical, progressive voice in getting people before profit candidates elected, in the sense that educating the listeners and members on some of more alternative candidates out there that don't get any mainstream coverage. I am an event and fundraising coordinator for the Oakland Greens. How I navigate the corrupt capitalist system is I'm also in event production and have been doing that as a stagehand since 1989 as a producer. So we took the Oakland Greens from being a $40 a year contributing organization to then bringing it up to having a couple of $1,000 a year, and we're continuing to grow. And I think I can bring that also to help with more radical events that would help in fundraising as well. Also, what I do is I have a hope. If you've ever been to the local station board meetings, some of them can be pretty cruel and nasty. So if you go to any of my statements, you can find them on Oakland Green Party YouTube or oaklandgreens.org or
Thank
also
you.
At the Pacifica Shot. And I can also...
Thank you, Vicente. Next is Carlos Cohen. You have 90 seconds. Carlos Cohen, you have 90 seconds.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. My name is Carlos Cohen, and I have been a listener and member of KPFA for over 30 years. At a time when fascist groups seem to be growing in the U.S., and there seems to be much confusion in the population due in good part to propaganda and misinformation from many mainstream and right-wing media channels, I strongly believe that the Pacifica Network stands as one of the few channels for truth, independent and progressive analysis, anti-racist voices, and mental and spiritual health. I want this network to end its internal dysfunction and stop the name calling. I'll repeat, I want this network to end its internal dysfunction. I'm open to working with all groups and with anybody on helping solve Pacifica major financial crisis and problems. I want this network to expand and be a strong independent voice for progressive critical analysis throughout the U.S. Again, my name is Carlos Cohen, and I respectfully ask for your vote and ask you to please vote for all the candidates on the KPFA Protectors slate. And for more information, please go to KPFA Protectors, one word with S at the end, .org. Thank you much.
Thank you, Carlos. Next is Fred Cook. You have 90 seconds. You're muted.
For more detail on what I think about all this, please check my statement on the elections.kpfa.org website. My background is in community organizing, nonviolent direct action training, union activism.
Oh. You got muted somehow.
Okay. Helped found the Community Video Center in San Diego and built it up to a large organization. My orientation is to bring that same approach to the Pacifica Network. I think that we have learned a lot of useful things at KPFA, and that if each local station has as its base level budget the amount that it's raising, and we provide help in terms of training so that people can build from the grassroots up community coalitions, production collectives, and eventually use slots on the airtime that were funded by syndicated programming can be filled in with local programming as they are able to develop it.
Thank you. That was Fred Cook. Next is Fred Dodsworth. You have 90 seconds.
Hi, my name is Fred Dodsworth, and I'm asking for your support. I'm a 30-plus year journalist. I'm an active community member. I'm on the steering committee for Berkeley Citizens Action. I was one of the steering committee members for Berkeley Tenant Union. I co-hosted the Tenant Union convention for the last 12 years. I'm actively involved in local politics, and I'm an active journalist, and I believe that it is critical that the Pacifica Network, which represents the potential for over 60% of the voting public in the United States, be better managed. Currently, our numbers are down enormously. We have had some real problems with our management over the last 20 plus years. We have sold two critical assets that were funded by KPFA, one the studio next door to the station, and the other the national board. Currently, the Houston station is selling their only real estate holdings, and this is a real problem. Too many of these stations run at a deficit. We need to bring responsible financial responsibility to the network, and we need to figure out a way to build allies. We need to figure out a way to build together, because frankly, the organization has been very rancorous for far too long, and I will work hard to stop that. Please vote for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred Dodsworth. Next is Thomas Lord. You have 90 seconds.
Hi, I'm Thomas Lord. I live in Berkeley. I'm not on either of the two slates that you might have received a lot of advertising from. Let's see, a little bit of background. I've volunteered as a one-on-one writing coach at Berkeley Middle School. I've been a city housing commissioner. In my career as a software engineer, I'm proudest of the work I did for the nonprofit Free Software Foundation. I'm running because I see two things. I see a KPFA that is not living up to its potential, while the board, the fractious board, has been ineffective at improving the situation at all for the longest time. I see a network that is in dire straits and that may well take the station down with it. At this late date, it's really critical that KPFA try to expand its programming in new directions, attract a new and frankly younger audience, that it build up its membership, that it become more politically relevant. You'll hear a lot, I suspect, today from people about their views of KPFA News. Here's mine. KPFA News is wonderful as far as it goes. It's woefully inadequate in its coverage of the climate emergency, of the economic emergency, frankly, of the kind of reconfigurations, permanent reconfigurations, that this pandemic and the climate emergency are imposing on our society. Thanks.
Thank you, Thomas Lord. Next is Pete Ferrugio. You have 90 seconds.
Thank you. I'm a member of Rescue Pacifica. Please see our full program at rescuepacifica.net. The local station board must play its mandated role of oversight and supervision of the station management. We must pull our station out of the orbit of the racist, pro-imperialist Wall Street Democrats and reinvigorate the Pacifica spirit of fighting for the common people against war and exploitation. To revive this spirit, we must revamp our programming away from mainstream media propaganda with multilingual broadcasting that involves local groups and individuals who are struggling against the system. For example, union organizing drives, rent strikes, fights against gentrification and absentee landlords, resistance to school closings and privatization, and actions to defend undocumented immigrants. Attracting large numbers of new and younger members from our diverse Bay Area communities is a better way to build fiscal security than interminable, boring pledge drives. We must bring back the elected program council with open meetings so members can participate and share ideas about program improvement and developing new programs. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. Ferrugio. Next is Donna Carter. You have 90 seconds.
Hi, I'm Donna Carter. I'm a nurse and community activist here in Berkeley. I'm a longtime KPFA listener. I feel the station is being run quite well organizationally, but in that process, we've lost some of the vitality and unpredictability, truthfully, of community radio. And we need to invite our community on the station. I feel almost every show that deals with political and social issues should have a community activist participant in it. Right now, we have a lot of programs that are kind of intellectual, but I think we need younger voices and community voices in on the shows. I feel that the LSB, local station board, should be, get a chance to actually participate in this and get a voice in programming. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna Carter. Next is Elizabeth Milos, or Milos. You have 90 seconds.
Yes, thank you. My name is Elizabeth Milos, and I'm running with the Rescue Pacifica slate, and I'm asking not only for your vote for me, but all of the Rescue Pacifica candidates. Daniel Borgstrom couldn't be here today, but I would also urge you to vote for him as well. I'm a healthcare interpreter, a union member, and I've been a KPFA listener for many, 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 many years. I'm here to help bring some accountability. And even though some of the protector people are saying, talking about the infighting, I'd like to tell you that to ask for accountability is not infighting. It's asking for accountability. And that's one of the responsibilities of the LSB board members. I'd like to tell KPFA listeners that we have been shock doctrined. As a Chilean American, I can tell you that I know it when I see it. I know that most of you would rather get on the business, you know, to making Pacifica and KPFA stronger, but accountability means asking difficult questions and demanding answers. It's hard to stop the infighting when we have members of the protector slate who are continuing to bring lawsuits against Pacifica, costing Pacifica now $71,000, and also forming shell companies or corporations, nonprofits, where they are the person is a chief financial officer of, which would be getting the assets of Pacifica in the event of a receivership, which is what they are requesting of the court.
Thank you, Elizabeth Milos. Next is Zach Kaldvir. You have 90 seconds.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to even spend time answering what was just said. But for over two decades, I have served as a communications specialist and political advocate on a broad range of social, economic, and environmental justice issues. As far as education matters, I have earned a master's degree in telecommunications policy and a bachelor's degree in mass media from the University of California, San Diego. I am running for the KPFA local board of directors because I believe that there's been an ongoing toxic brew of corporate underwriting and incompetent leadership, not at KPFA as much, but certainly at the national board and some of the other stations. This is combined with unmanageable bylaws that has resulted in a severe loss of multiple sources of Pacifica's income, as well as the imminent danger of insolvency. So at the end of the day, I want KPFA to represent independent, news-focused radio that engages, persuades, and informs, and when done right, builds trust. And KPFA must continue to earn that trust by covering the social movements and political dynamics that the corporate media ignores, serving to not just inform the public and speak truth to power, but speak truth about power. So I will work to enact...
Thank you.
Oh, is that it? Wow.
Thank you, okay. Zach Kaldvir. Next is Don McClay. You have 90 seconds.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Don, and I'm whoever's coughing. My name is Don McClay, and I live and work in Oakland. I'm a machinist and a network engineer, and I sit on a couple of other boards. Boards are not new to me. I look at board membership, and I'm a member of the current board, as being the job of trying to make sure the organization runs well. And I see three things that I think we should be focusing on. First is we need to expand our membership, and I think we need to be doing that off the air. Our members, the people who are not listening to us, are not listening to us. We need to get out into the community, especially into the younger communities, and we need to be doing the slow but steady kind of work that makes any organization better known. The second thing I think we should do is we should make good use of our existing resources and become one of the leading news sources in the country. We have everything we need to do it, and I think it's probably just a question of better coordination, recruiting volunteers, and just a lot of hard work. And as a board member, my third focus is good management of the organization. I would really like to see better reports, reports that have history and comparison. I think we need information on how we're running, how we're fundraising, what our membership looks like, how that compares to others, and how that compares to our own past. Thank you.
Thank you, Don McClay. Next is Adisa Armand. You have 90 seconds.
Good morning, everyone. I am Adisa Armand, and and part of the Rescue Pacifica Listening Board Slate. And we bring many decades of integrity, accountability, competency, and courage to this board. And I urge you to vote for all of us. I'm relatively new to this, about 3 months into this process. I've served my community as an organizer, educator, and pastor, and I've served on several nonprofit organizations in various capacities. I've also done a lot of anti-racism work nationally and internationally. A motivating factor for my candidacy is to represent underrepresented persons, especially Black and Brown people and youth, whose voices will bring a broad concept of their understanding of how they can be involved in our community radio outreach. Additionally, I believe KPFA's news can be and should be more worldwide, and it should be from reliable sources. I believe that KPFA can be an example of what terrestrial, nonprofit, community-based radio should be and can be. And I thank you.
Thank you, Adisa Armand. Next is Rich Stone. You have 90 seconds.
Good morning. My name is Rich Stone. I would really like to have you vote. I'm a long time, about 25-year listener of KPFA and subscriber as well. I, like others here, represent the Rescue Pacifica slate. I'm an anti-war veteran of foreign war, and served in the United States Navy. A long time, as an activist, I'm a long time member of the San Francisco Green Party, a delegate to the San Francisco Labor Council, and on the executive board of the American Postal Workers Union, where I've worked at the post office for more than a quarter century as well. I also served on the community advisory board for 3 years, and that's pretty much what has brought me in this general direction and to be a candidate here today, being that taking my community outreach experience over the years and actually applying it in terms of both community advisory board forums and at listener town halls at local station board meetings. I helped facilitate some of those meetings, notably ones with the Freedom for Julian Assange, which I also carried that water through the San Francisco Labor Council to actually help pass that resolution. I would like to see the program council reinstated and a lot more youth oriented shows, both from getting
Thank
people
you.
From the outside and as well as utilizing the
Thank
apprentice
you, Rich.
Program to have more shows. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich Stone. Next is Amber Jayanti. You have 90 seconds. You need to unmute yourself.
Hey, great. In the words of cutting edge musician Mike Stout, we need a new system. We need a new system. The old one's got to go. Amber Giante here. I am a member of the Rescue Pacifica Coalition running for the board, the LSB board. Voting for us means deleting the presently reigning exclusive, repressive, corporate protector system, and adding in, opening the door for our truly progressive, inclusive, egalitarian, more youth-oriented program council system to enter. Voting for us means putting what you, our listeners, want front and center. I'm a co-pink woman for peace. I worked for the Sanders campaign 15 and 20. I was asked to leave the Democratic convention in 2015 because Hillary was the shoo-in when I wanted to be a representative. I've had extensive involvement with Occupy, No Nukes. Professionally, I'm an author. I'm a teacher. I'm a practical mystic who is dedicated to integrating the teachings of the non-racist, non-sexist, non-denominational, pan-denominational Kabbalah into my daily life. and encouraging others to do
likewise. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amber Jayanti. Next is James McFadden. You have 90 seconds.
Hello. I'm James McFadden. I'm a research physicist at UC Berkeley and a member of the KPFA local station board. I belong to affinity group called Rescue Pacifica, whose vision for Pacifica is outlined at rescuepacifica.net. I suggest you go check it out. My primary interests are keeping KPFA corporate free and improving programming. KPFA is one of the Bay Area gems, but there is definitely room for improvement. We need to serve a younger, more diverse demographic worried about war, healthcare, and climate change. For a summary of the problems at KPFA, please check out my Counterpunch article. Just Google Counterpunch and James McFadden. If you want a more anti-war, anti-corporate news, please vote for the Rescue Pacifica slate. If you want a more functional local station board, please vote for the Rescue Pacifica slate. Thank you.
Thank you. That was James McFadden. We now move on to your questions. The number to call in is 510-848-4425. Please keep your question or comment brief and addressed to all candidates. Candidates will have 30 seconds each to respond. Candidates may skip by saying skip. Andrew from SoCal, you are live on KPFA. What is your question?
Yeah, greetings all. I'm a monthly sustainer. I donate on a monthly basis, and I'm a member of KPFA. I'm aware that the Pacifica National Board has mandated that all stations have a monthly report to the listener by both the manager, the station manager, and the local station board. But I'm not aware that that's been happening at KPFA in the years I've been listening to it. So as a member of the board, would you ask and demand that your manager, your general manager, come on the air once a month and respond to the listeners about what's going on at the station and take questions and input from the listeners, as well as allow the local station board to do the same once a month, come on the air, open up the phone lines, and respond to the listeners who you represent? And again, this has been mandated by the Pacifica National Board. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew. So we'll start with Vicente Cruz. You have 30 seconds.
Thank you. Yes, I would is the easy answer. And if that would not happen, I would make sure that in today's technological age, that at least I would convince other board members and definitely myself to put it out on our own social media. So not just go and ask the manager to do it, but actually be progressive in actually taking action to make sure that it comes out somehow and gets over there to the members and listeners. Thank you.
Thank you. Carlos Cohan, you have 30 seconds.
Thank you. Well, I have to admit I'm not familiar with that issue, but I would consider it. I would support it. The only thing I'm worried about is that there is specific personnel issues that should be confidential and should not be on the air. It's just basic common sense and ethical. But other than that, the other issues of programming, yes, I would support that.
Thank you, Carlos. Fred Cook, you have 30 seconds. And unmute yourself.
Yes, I am very much in favor of following the bylaws and of having the general manager at each station appear at least monthly to give a report and answer questions. And I'm with Vicente about doing what we can as local station board to ensure that we are communicating with listeners. I would like to see more accountability. And if we create a nonviolent communication environment, then the station manager should come on the air.
Thank you, Fred Cook. Fred Dodsworth, you have 30 seconds.
I'm fine with having a report. I think it's kind of a waste of airtime to do it on the air. That's singing to the choir and reducing, frankly, our dirty laundry to the listeners. I think it should be on the website. I think it should be a regularly posted thing. But I'm really not interested in more yammer and bickering on air.
Thank you, Fred Dodsworth. Thomas Lord, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm just struck by the notion that that would automatically lead to bickering. I think it's an excellent idea, and I thank the caller for suggesting it. To my perspective as a member and listener, decisions about programming are opaque. The general direction of the station is opaque. This is a way to fix that and a way to give listeners a bigger stake and attract more sustaining members like yourself. And thank you for being one, by the way.
Thank you, Thomas Lord. Pete Ferrugio, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, that's accountability is a crucial part of the local station board. That's why local station board exists. And we in Rescue Pacifica think that the local station board should have accountability over the general manager and the program director. And they have the protectors clique that currently runs the local station board has refused to demand that the general manager give regular reports to the listeners. In fact, they allowed him to give $80,000 of our money to a lawyer in New York. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete Ferrugio. Donna Carter, you have 30 seconds.
I think it's a great idea. I'm really surprised that this has gone on this long, that there hasn't been a report from the general manager. I remember them in previous years. I think it will open the discussion of how to improve finances, bring more membership and better programming in to the membership to speak out about. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna Carter, Elizabeth Milos, you have 30 seconds. Milos?
Yes, definitely. And I agree, and I would like to reiterate what Pete has just mentioned as well. The general manager doesn't seem to be giving any reports. The LSB voted to have meetings every other month. If the situation is as dire as they claim with their shock doctrine methodology of creating chaos, then blaming the others for chaos, then they would be having a meeting every month, not every other month. And the financial statements, there should also be a response, not for the following meeting, but actually the responses should be given on the same meeting time as well.
Thank you. Zach Caldvier, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, so I feel like I would want to educate myself more about this specific question. I do know that the KPFA management, as far as I know, has been doing an excellent job. That's why KPFA is doing the best by far of the five stations. I have more concern than the undemocratic, unaccountable national board that is not only undergoing lawsuits, but has been a disaster. I'll just stop there.
Thank you. Thank you, Zach Caldvier. Don McClay, you have 30 seconds.
Hi, great question. And I'm also a sustaining member, and I kind of feel that way. Since I've been on the board, there's been one report from the general manager and no performance review, even though we're slated to do that. And for board members, a direction from our national board or something that's in the bylaws, that's not optional. That's our job description. And I think we should be doing it.
Thank you, Don McClay. Adisa Armand, you have 30 seconds.
Thank you, caller, for that question. And yes, I believe it's very important for the general manager to be very much in tune with what the listeners want and what the local station board needs, the accountability issue. And I feel that anytime management does not respond to the concerns of the people, then it's time to look at what is really important. What are the core values that are important? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Adisa Armand. Rich Stone, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, moving forward as from my CAB experience, Community Advisory Board, I do believe that accountability should exist on the level of especially of the general manager who has not even met with the Community Advisory Board, let alone the local station board. So I believe moving forward that we should put this new day two-day failed referendum behind
Thank you, Rich.
And move forward with the current bylaws. Thank you.
Amber Jayanti, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, hi. Timely question, wonderful question. I believe regular communication is essential, and I vote for not putting it in writing because people don't read. So an open forum would be wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Amber Jayanti. James McFadden, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, I agree with the listener. I think we're a community radio, which requires an informed listeners. Listener democracy means that listener members must have a voice in operations and local station board, including programming. And I think efforts by some of the groups running who've acted as gatekeepers, protecting the GM from performing his duties, I think is wrong. And I think such involvement would help our declining listener membership.
Thank you, James. Thank you. We'll now move on to caller two. So, Steve from San Francisco, you are live on KPFA. What is your question? Steve, are you still there?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to find out where the candidates stand on the last bylaw election proposal, which eliminated the local station boards. And if they supported the elimination of local station boards with that bylaw proposal, why are they running for the KPFA local station board, which says that the local station board has responsibility for evaluating the manager and also a finance committee and a budget, approving the budget? If they're not in favor of that under the proposed bylaw change, why would they be running for the board? That's it.
Thank you. Order of responses. We have Carlos Cohan first. You have 30 seconds.
Thank you. I think you are confused. The proposed bylaws never eliminated the local station board. What they proposed was direct election of the Pacifica board. Temporarily, there was a different change, but then it would do that. The problem is that the present bylaws are not democratic. It's like the U.S. Senate, where Delaware has the same representation as California or New York. That's why it was proposed. And the listeners, the members, it won by over 1,400 votes.
Thank you, Carlos. Fred Cook, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, I didn't support that proposal. I do support the idea of proportional representation of all of Pacifica's members electing the national board at large. But the role of the local station board in accounting and holding things responsible in a local area is very important. And I completely support that. I want it to go forward with community advisory board, local program council as well.
Thank you, Fred Cook. Fred Dodsworth, you have 30 seconds.
I didn't have a position on that. And frankly, I'm concerned about the national board more so than the local board. I'm running for the local board because it's the place for me to do some good work. The idea that we are currently running at a loss across the system is catastrophic and will end this radio station. And we have to work hard to save our station. And the only way to do that is to make sure that there's local accountability. And that's what I'm here for.
Thank you, Fred Dodsworth. Thomas Lord, you have 30 seconds.
Hi. So I opposed the proposed changes to the bylaw, and I thought, and I still think, that the whole affair was a tremendous waste of time at a critical juncture, that it failed predictably, that we could have had all of that energy and effort going into trying to improve KPFA's programming, trying to build up membership, trying to make a case for the kinds of grants the station needs to survive.
Thank you, Thomas. Pete Ferrugio, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, I'm glad the caller proposed that question because I and the rest of Rescue Pacifica opposed the attempt to take away the oversight powers from the local station boards. That's what those bylaw changes attempted to do. And I think it's ironic that the members of KPFA Protectors, who were the New Day Pacifica people, constantly blamed the national board because about a year ago they lost their majority on the national board. While they had the majority on the national board, they created a lot of the debt problems for Pacifica.
Thank you, Pete. Donna Carter, you have 30 seconds.
I oppose the bylaws change. I felt it limited the membership from participating in decision-making. I think it was a lot of waste of time, and I hope it won't happen again.
Thank you, Donna. Elizabeth Milos, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, I opposed it, completely opposed it. And in fact, a lot of the untruths are being said here regarding what would actually happen. The listener station board oversight would definitely have been lost under the new, under the proposition. And also, it would be an unelected member. So they're calling this present Pacifica National Board undemocratic. Well, actually, in fact, one of the arguments that they are making is that the ones who won, the listeners supposedly, should be counted, when under their new laws, three quarters majority vote in order to be able to pass any changes. So they're being hypocritical.
Zach Kaldvir, you have 30 seconds.
I'm part of the KPFA Protectors, and I'm kind of stunned with all this talk about democracy when the bylaws passed by 1,400 votes among listeners. And the only reason a small majority of staff rejected it was because WBAI added almost like 62 members in the last year. And so the idea that, 70 members of the staff should override 1,400 listeners support Democracy Now! And Mitch Jesuit's show in surveys, that's democracy.
Don McClay, you have 30 seconds.
Hi. It's a complicated subject. I voted no on the bylaws because I just felt the process was bad. And I agree with what people have said about it kind of giving the winners an instant win that goes beyond what they just claimed they were talking about. And I'm disappointed with them for having brought what I felt was an unethical process forward twice. That said, they have every right to run in the current structure, right? Everybody does.
Thank you, Don. Adisa Armand, you have 30 seconds.
As part of the Rescue Pacifica board slate, I am encouraged by the fact that our slate says that the listeners should be a part of that. I'm not involved very heavily in the nuances of what's going on between the two parties, but I must say that it's important for us.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Thank you. Rich Stone, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, like I said, as a recent CAB member and a member of the Pacifica Slate, I experienced these bylaw changes, and I was definitely against them both times. And you just need to bring more accountability to the and attention to the bylaws that are currently in place, and plus the elimination of shows like Guns and Butters at TwitWit Radio without any explanation to the people who did the show also speaks volumes, aside from all the other
Amber,
points
that
have been made. Thank you. Yeah.
Amber Jayanti, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah. Great. I oppose the bylaws changed. I think a lot of really good comments have been made by the Rescue Pacifica Coalition. I am in support of the Rescue Pacifica Coalition. Vote our coalition in. We need this board desperately for oversight. Thank you.
Thank you, Amber Jayanti. James McFadden, you have 30 seconds.
I was against both of the costly bylaws referendums, which attempted to place control of Pacifica in the hands of a minority faction. Please see my counterpunch article, Google Counterpunch and James McFadden, which describes the action of the faction, which now calls themselves KPFA Protectors, before judging whether they merited your trust with that kind of bylaws change.
Thank you, James. Vicente Cruz, you have 30 seconds.
I did not like or trust the New Day bylaws, and I did oppose against it for piggyback on the same reasons of everything that Don McClay said. What also hasn't been mentioned here is that the disparity in votes was only because it was spent so much money to send mailers out as people are overwhelmed and it's hard to get people interested in elections because they're trying to just make ends meet. So they just go with what comes in their mail. And most people didn't have that kind of money to promote the New Day bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicente. We're going to move on to caller three. Harry from San Francisco, you are live on KPFA. What is your question?
Yes, I have to say I'm totally confused about the financial situation, but I did want to know, although I understand, you know, that this board does not have jurisdiction over that, I would like to know who is in favor of selling any station, including KPF, including WBAI, and why, if they have time to answer that. Just yes or no, are you interested in would you approve of selling WBAI or another station to generate funds for Pacifica, or would you be totally against that?
Thank you. Fred Cook, you have 30 seconds.
I am opposed to selling any of the licenses or stations. I am open to reducing the budgets of the local stations for staff to the amount that they are raising locally, so that we stop siphoning money out of other stations that are in fact meeting their obligations.
Thank you. Fred Dodsworth, you have 30 seconds.
I am adamantly opposed to selling any assets of the Pacifica Network, whether they are intellectual or physical. I think that it is critical that we actually create budgets and that stations maintain their budgets, and the budgets should be based upon their subscriber bases. And I think that this is critical, and if we don't do this, we're going to lose the stations, all of them.
Thank you. Thomas Lord, you have 30 seconds.
I'll join the choir. It's ridiculous to sell any of our licenses, any of our stations. It's ridiculous to go into austerity mode because we will rapidly spiral to the ground, losing members if we even survive past the immediate crisis with the loan. Don't have much to add to that. Losing the mother station, losing the gorgeous asset and very practical, productive asset that is KPFA, even if we were to try and lease it back, is a terrible idea. BAI transmitter, same thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Pete Ferruccio, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, adamantly opposed to selling off any assets. Pacifica Network needs to expand, not shrink. I have to say, I think it's ironic, again, that members of the KPFA Protectors group, not here in the station, in the debate, were instrumental in physically shutting down WBAI in 2019. And so, you know, bear that in mind, who you're sleeping with.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
Donna Carter, you have 30 seconds.
Of course, I'm opposed to selling any of the stations. It's a big challenge to figure out how to get the network to function more successfully and each station to function more successfully, but it's work that must be done.
Thank you. Elizabeth Milos, you have 30 seconds.
I am completely opposed to cannibalizing. I consider that cannibalizing our network by trying to sell off or even shut down a station. And also, I would also demand that all the members of the Listener Station Board that are present, in fact, there is one member who's actual member of the Listener Station Board who's not here at this moment, who has violated Article 7 as the duty of loyalty and duty of care. By placing a lawsuit against Pacifica, appealing the case.
Thank you.
And wanting to put it into receivership.
Thank you. Zach Caldvier, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm stunned by the attacks that we had anything to do with shutting down WBI or anything of that nature. I'm running because I care so much about public radio, and I want to do my best to keep KPFA alive and Pacifica alive. I think the worst thing that we can do is if we continue to mismanage the Pacifica network, right-wing interests and Christian radio could take it over, and I think that would be a crisis for democracy itself. So I just think we need to
thank you.
Run these stations better.
Don McClay, you have 30 seconds.
Hi. I'm also opposed to any sell-off. To me, that brings up the question of what are we doing to help the other stations? If KPFA is doing better, if KPFA has a better website, KPFA has some better tools, we have some programming together, why aren't we helping the other stations be more successful? That's what I think we should be doing, and that's where I think our sense of solidarity in building the network should be.
Thank you. Adisa Arban, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, I am firmly opposed to selling our licenses or our stations. I believe that, as I believe it was Don who said, that we ought to be helping one another. And I'm thinking of a community quilt, and where all of the pieces of the quilt fit inside one another. And although they're different, they look wonderful because they're cooperating with one another. And so no selling of the licenses, never, because we must work for KPFA, for the Rescue Pacifica.
Rich Stone, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, from what I remember when I worked on the Community Advisory Board, WBAI actually was forced to sign a bad lease when they lost their original transmitter due to the hurricane, and that in itself put them into the debt crisis, and that which in my opinion wasn't their fault to begin with. So yes, I'm definitely opposed to the selling that. I was really sad to see 1929 Martin Luther King go as well. So yes, I'm opposed to all selling of any Pacifica or KPFA or WBA
Amber Gianti, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, we're a family. I look at us as a family, and I don't sell off members of my family. You know, and I think, as Pete said, I think we need to expand rather than shrink. And we may disagree, families disagree, but I think that we have at our disposal some really good communication skills. NVC, you know, we talk about it, we sell it on the air, and I think we need to use it in terms of our disagreements or the things that we don't see eye to eye on. We have the ability to work it out. Thank you. No sale.
Thank you. James McFadden?
I'm against selling any stations or licenses like everybody else. And budgets can be met with volunteers. 75% of the content of Pacifica is volunteers. That could easily be 90% if needed. So we need better programming is the real key here to draw new listeners. And the Bay Area doesn't need another NPR station. We need to be more radical than that. Thank you.
Thank you. Vicente Cruz?
I am also against selling and want to have the same debate about the whether or not I believe KPFA, we should all be pooling our resources together until each individual station could be sustainable. And how we do that is by listening to you, the members, and the listeners, the people who aren't, and getting new listeners and asking them, you know, well, what is it you want to see? Because then they would fund it, and let's get everybody sustainable. Thanks.
Carlos Cohen.
Thank you. I think we are all in agreement here for the first time. We are all opposed to selling any of the stations. I totally support Fred in what Fred said. The problem is that financially, the network is sinking. I don't know how to say this any more clear. And even though they are not selling the station, they are selling the buildings. Already KPFT building is being sold, and we are at risk of losing the buildings at KPFA. This is what has motivated me to join this
election. Thank you. We'll move on to Arian in SF. You are live on KPFA. What is your question?
Thank you so much for all your efforts. KPFA is definitely not NPR, and we do not want another NPR station. I want to bring up a couple of points. So diversity is more than just diversity of ethnicity. It's diversity of viewpoint. And I was kind of disappointed in the COVID crisis. It's all just one fear-mongering, day after day, week after week, same old, same old. And I want us to understand that our number one public health emergency is the environmental crisis and climate disruption. I am wondering what the station is going to do to both address those problems, but also to envision and manifest change. What KPFA does so well is educate the public. What it does less well is envision and plan and manifest change. And we need to have more creativity and more time allotted in perhaps even each show about solutions. That's what I challenge you to do. And again, I appreciate All for One, One for All, everyone. Thank you so much for your efforts.
Thank you. Fred Dodsworth?
KPFA is a great asset, and across the nation, it covers 60% of the listeners voting listeners. The issue is that we are losing listeners every month, and every station is. KPFA is the one station that actually has the most listeners, but the rest of the stations are plummeting, and we need to change that. What Don said about offering additional benefits is clearly what needs to be done. And one of our benefits is our news programming. And we need to make sure that we educate and train journalists across the nation.
Thomas Lord.
For diversity of viewpoint, I think it's really important that the station get better at bringing in citizen voices, the voices of activists out in the community, the voices of organizations that most people have never heard of, to find out where people actually are at and have them be represented on the air. It's not something we're going to come up with in a back room, the right perspective. I agree the station is not covering climate at all adequately. It's not either critiquing the institutions that are failing to deal with these problems.
Thank you. Pete Ferruggio?
Yes, I think I agree with some of the others who are saying KPFA should be an organizing center, not just an informing center. And I'll just give you one quick example. In the past several years, there's been a really big fight in Oakland against privatization and of the schools and the takeover of our schools by the billionaires. And KPFA has not been present in covering any of these mass meetings. We need to use our apprentices to go out into the communities and meet people and people into the station to produce programs
Donna
together.
Donna Carter?
I like the caller's reference to climate change. Climate change is an issue that everyone can get behind, the whole country. And KPFA could be a leader in that. We do some coverage, but it's not adequate. We also need to know about when people are getting out on the streets. And occasionally I've heard, but not recently, people announce when people are going out on the streets on issues that many people support. So I think we've got more work we can do.
Elizabeth Milos?
Yes, definitely. I agree with most of the things that everybody here has said so far. You should look at not only a climate disruption, but a just transition. And what does a just transition look like? For example, the not very much coverage on KPFA, except for with flashpoints about the issues of Standing Rock and the communities of color who are affected. It's called environmental racism as well. And we don't get enough coverage of that either. And that has to do with the whole privatization scheme that that we need more information about.
Zach Caldvier?
Yeah, so I would agree with Elizabeth there. This is a major reason why I decided to do this. You know, my dad was an environmental science professor warning us every day since the 1980s about the climate crisis. And here we are, California is on fire, the world's on fire. And, you know, KPFA plays an incredibly important role as an FCC emergency alert station. And I just can't imagine a better role that we need to play, especially at a time where the worst is yet to come. And I would love to be talking about this all the time because the corporate media certainly isn't.
Thank you. Don McClay?